welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, broadcasting programs from radio's golden age. I'm your host, Mark Levillier. In this hour, variety shows. Later on, Al Jolson from 1943. But first, it's the Jenny Sims Show with special guest singer Frank Sinatra and a CBS broadcast from December 28, 1945.
As the little baby New Year prepared to start out in life, he received this advice from wise old Father Time.
Looky here, son. If it's Borden's, it's got to be good.
The Borden Company presents the Jenny Sims Show with Frank Duvall and his orchestra, the Borden Chorus, myself, Don Wilson, ex-serviceman Lynn Johnson, and Jenny's guest tonight, Frank Sinatra. Now here's the star of our show, lovely Jenny Sims.
Not that I'm in a state of elation. Call the press in, I've got a quotation. Tell the nation my guys come back. No more blues for me. No, no more. No more. Just good news for me. Just good news. So roll the car out, we gotta get moving. Hang a star up, the guys are proven. When we are out, we really get proven. Life's improving, my guys come back.
A few weeks back, I paid a visit to Frank Sinatra on his show, and tonight, Frank is returning the call here on our show. Meet the folks, Frank.
Hi. Thank you, Jenny.
Well, Frank, since I saw you last, how's everything been with you, okay?
Oh, it's a little rugged, Jenny.
Rugged? In what way?
You know, competition. What with Lawrence Tibbett and Dick Todd crowding me, why... A guy can't make an honest buck anymore, you know.
Oh, you're kidding, Frank. Anyone who sings like you will never have to worry.
I love this girl.
Oh, seriously, Frank, you're one singer who gets so much out of the lyrics. Why, you make every word sound so sincere as if you really meant it.
Well, Jenny, I try, but, you know, just about when I got the style down pat, some character hits me with a song like Chickory Chick, Chala Chala, Yabba Da Da, and the Mercy Dotes. That is Chickory Chick.
Anyway, Frank, I'm glad that you could make it tonight.
Well, I may be a scratch under par this evening, Jen. You see, I'm still getting over a very large Christmas dinner.
I see. Plenty of turkey and cranberry sauce, huh?
Why, sure. And my ever loving sponsor, Mr. Old Gold, sent over some dessert.
Plum pudding soaked in brandy?
10 pounds of Latakia soaked in apple honey.
Well, just make yourself at home over there, Frank, and we'll come back to you later for a second helping. Another highlight of our Borden show tonight is our serviceman guest. As you know, each week we select a talented ex-GI whose career in the entertainment field was interrupted by the war. And so far, we've been able to get jobs for 13 of these deserving men and women. We've placed them in famous night spots from the Trocadero here in Hollywood to the Mount Royal Hotel in Montreal. And this week, our auditions were won by Corporal Lynn Johnson, formerly of the United States Army. Come on out, Lynn, and get acquainted. Welcome to our show, Lynn. It's awfully good to have you.
It's a pleasure to be here, Jenny.
Well, it must be good to be back in the States after 19 months in the Aleutian Islands.
That's putting it mildly, Jenny. When I got back, I really knew it.
I bet. Must have been pretty monotonous up there, Lynn.
Yes, indeed, Jenny. Just for something to do, I even wrote a couple of songs.
Yes, I understand that one that you call New Dawn won the Raymond Page Song of This War contest. Is that right?
Yes, and to a GI, that prize money looked awfully good.
Well, what else did you do up there, Lynn?
Well, any time I could get three or four guys together, I'd make them listen to my imitations.
Imitations? Oh.
Yes, indeedy. One cold night, James Cagney stuck his head into our Quonset hut and said,
"You know, fellas, I was really heading towards a brilliant pugilistic career until something stopped it. My first fight." "I'll never forget it. The bell rang, then my opponent hit me with a right cross, then a terrific left cross, and then I was ready for the red cross."
Well, Lynn, I bet the fellas really enjoyed it.
Well, Jenny, my favorite was Mr. Phil Allen. He'd say, "Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I was just on my way to the auto show. I'd like to see this year what probably will be hitting me next year. In fact, I've already seen some of the new cars, and it must really be short of material. Instead of a motor under the hood, it has a gopher on a treadmill."
Well, Len, you're quite a versatile GI, I'd say. A songwriter, a fine imitator, and a very talented singer, too.
Well, Jenny, singing is really what I like to do best.
Well, suppose you show the folks what you mean by it right now, will you?
I'll be glad to, Jenny.
What are you going to sing for? A symphony, is that right?
That's correct.
Do it.
Symphony, symphony of love, music from above, how does it start? You walk in, and the song begins, singing violins start in my heart. When you speak, the music begins to rise. When you sigh, it sighs and it slowly dies. Symphony. And it's clear to me, when you're near to me, you are my symphony. My symphony.
Ladies and gentlemen, Lynn Johnson is well on his way toward resuming his career as an entertainer. My good friend Tom Brenneman has offered Lynn a job in his famous restaurant, Tom Brenneman's Hollywood. Isn't that fine?
Well, Jenny, this is really a swell way to start the new year.
Well, you open up there tonight, and I know that you'll be a big success, Lynn. And now as your radio salary for being with us tonight, here's $100 in cash.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jenny, and good night.
Good luck to you, Lynn.
Pardon me, miss. I'm looking for Don Wilson.
Oh, Don, there's a man here to see you.
Well, what can I do for you, my man?
I represent a nationally known radio magazine.
What's the name of it?
It's called the Cocker Spaniel's Home Companion.
Well, now, why in the world would anyone call a radio magazine the Cocker Spaniel's Home Companion?
Don't look at me. All I know is our editor has a wet nose. But I'm writing an article on Don Wilson, and I want to know all about your life.
Well, really, there's not much at all to tell. You see, my life didn't begin until I heard about Borden's Verisharp cocktail spread.
Here it comes.
Verisharp is really a mouth-watering cheese treat. It's made of tangy American cheddar, aged to perfect sharpness, then mixed with lots of good, rich cream for extra smoothness.
Now, I've never seen this magazine of yours. What does it look like?
Well, it's a dehydrated digest model.
Oh.
It contains 90,000 words a week. And yet it's so small, you can carry it in a watch pocket.
Well, that is small, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there's one drawback. You've got to read it through a microscope.
I don't think I want to be in a magazine like that.
Oh, don't be silly, Mr. Wilson. We'll treat you right. Give you five pages. That's a pretty good spread.
Well, maybe so, but it's not half as good a spread as Borden's Verisharp. This fine spread is delicious on canapes, toast, or bread. And it has a sharp flavor that's really swell with dinner, melted on muffins or hot mince or apple pie. It's a wonderful treat for the whole family.
Yeah, well, that's all very well, but you still haven't told me anything about yourself. Give me some details of your life. You know, a summary.
What's that?
Summary.
Yes, sir. Whether it's spring, winter, fall, or summary, folks just go crazy about that delicious Borden's VeriSharp cocktail spread. So get some today. You'll want to save those handy sweetie-style glasses it comes in. They're swell.
You're not giving me much of an interview.
Oh?
Well, I guess this is one of my bad days. I just came from interviewing Betty Grable, and I had bad luck there, too.
And so what happened?
I don't know. I just asked her a couple of questions when some guy hit me over the head with a trumpet.
Well, folks, I said he'd be back, and here he is. It's Frank Sinatra to sing Nancy.
If I don't see her each day, I miss her. Gee, what a thrill each time I kiss her. Believe me, I've got a case on Nancy with a laughing face. She takes the winter and she makes it summer. But summer could take some lessons from her. Picture a tomboy in lace. That's Nancy with a laughing face. Have you ever heard mission bells ringing? Well, she'll give you the very same glow. When she speaks, you would think it was singing. Just hear her say, hello. I swear to goodness, you can't resist her. Sorry for you, she has no sister. It's heaven when I embrace little Nancy with a laughing face.
Frank, you know, while you were singing that number, I had an idea.
Well, make me know it, Ginny.
Well, I was wondering what might have happened if your career had started in a different way.
You call this a career?
I certainly do. You know, I was thinking, suppose you've been born in another family.
Another family? Mm-hmm. Well, for instance, like...
Well, say like some family in Boston instead of New Jersey. Why, see, we have some Boston people here. Why, you might never have gotten into this show business at all.
Oh, a horrible thought. Then I'd never have met dear, sweet, lovable, generous Tommy Dorsey. Come to think of it, though, Ginny, maybe I would have done all right in Boston after all. What is Boston? Just Hasbrook Heights with beans.
Well, I can just see you now as Franklin Breckenridge, the son and heir of a very exclusive Back Bay Boston family.
You can?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I feel a very shabby piece of miscasting coming up.
Your seat in the library of your swanky home on Beacon Hill as your father enters.
Oh, there you are, Franklin.
It is indeed I, Pater.
I want to speak to you about that girl you've been winking at lately.
But, Pater,
You told me that's what parlor maids were for.
No, no, not her. That Charmaine person.
And what, may I ask, is wrong with Charmaine McArgoyle?
She's not exactly the sort of girl to become a Breckenridge. Remember, Franklin, you were born with a silver spoon in your mouth.
Yes, and it says this spoon was stolen from the Waldorf Astoria.
Franklin, don't you realize what Charmaine is after?
Well, she's given me several indications.
Exactly. She wants the name of Breckenridge and the family fortune.
I do not care. Charmaine is good and sweet and kind. Besides that, she has a very good job as an engine wiper in Cambridge.
But, son, this girl is not for you.
Nevertheless, I have an engagement with her tonight, and I intend to broach the subject of matrimony.
But, son...
Ta-ta, Papa. Ah, there you are, Charmaine. I greet you with all the respect due your celestial beauty.
Hiya, Satch. Drop the double talk and kiss me, bub.
Charmaine, my sweet, I have told you many times before, I am a Breckenridge. Kissing is for the common people.
Oh, come on, Frankie. Kiss me. Come on.
Very well. Just this once. So, there.
Oh, that was wonderful.
Okay, now give me back my spoon. We'll wait.
All right. I'm worried about you, Frankie. Cooped up in that big mansion of yours like that.
Oh, no. Why, only yesterday I went out. I went shopping with Jenkins, the butler.
How did you make out?
Not so well. You see, going up the escalator, Jenkins dropped me twice.
Did you hurt yourself?
Well, I got a little bruise between the credit desk and the toy department.
I've never met a fellow like you before. But in spite of your peculiar ways, I keep getting sentimental over you.
Please, Jenny, don't ever use those words.
Come in.
Hi, Charmaine. What's cooking?
Hello, Snake Eyes. I'd like you to meet Frank Breckenridge.
Hi, you Frank. Slip me some skin. I'm loaded with tin and lay it on me, Herman. I'm a squirming vermin.
A Yale man.
No, Frank. He wants us to go over to his place and dig some jive.
Yeah, man. I just got some brand new Frank Sinatra records.
Oh, really? Who is he?
Oh, you must know Sinatra. Haven't you ever heard him on the radio?
Well, I don't exactly know. Is he anything like H.V. Kaltenbaum?
Oh, no, no, no. He's a hep kid who sings right on the beam like this.
Kiss me once and kiss me twice and kiss me once again.
May hear from my lawyer in the morning.
It's been a long, long time.
Does this Sinatra person really sing like that on the radio?
Of course he does.
What does he do for a living?
That's his living. Well, everybody says he's almost as good as Perry Como.
Yeah!
I don't believe I'm among friends here tonight.
Now, Franklin, I'm sorry. I'm afraid since I've met Snake Eyes, it's all over between us.
Yeah, man.
Oh, but why, pray tell?
Well, because Snake Eyes is so smooth, hip, and groovy. Besides, he's got a good job as an engine wiper in Schenectady. Silly.
Mm-hmm. I bet he's got a loose caboose, too.
Just the same, Frank Breckenridge, you and I are through. You're an icky. No girl would ever find anything new to get excited about.
I've got $30 million that says you're wrong.
I don't care. You and I are finished.
But, Charmaine, if only you'll listen.
So, here you are, Franklin.
It's Father. Tis Papa. It's Pater. It's me old man, hey. Please calm yourself, Pater. Charmaine has already denied my suit and turned me from her door.
You mean you're broken off?
I know. I've just never been any taller than this.
Oh. What a character.
Yeah, man.
Father, why is it that ever since I left prep school, girls have shunned me? What makes me such a misfit, an icky, and a square?
Well, I hadn't meant to tell you this, Franklin, but actually, you're not my real son.
Not your son?
Not your son?
No. Franklin, years ago, when Mrs. Breckenridge and I were in Newport, Rhode Island, we adopted you.
Newport, Rhode... You don't mean...
Yes, son. Your name is actually Reginald Cuthbert Van Johnson.
Oh, no! No!
Opportunity comes knocking, you just keep on with your rocking, 'cause you know your fortune is made. And any time that you desire, there's a man that you can hire to plant trees so you can have shade. Everyone I meet, if I could live on Easy Street, I wouldn't want no job today, so please go away. Fortune will be made, all your good deeds be repaid. You can sit right in your chair, just like a millionaire on Easy Street. I'm telling everyone I meet, if I could live on Easy Street, I wouldn't want no job today, so please go away. I'm living on Easy
about Elsie with her big brown beautiful eyes.
Here's the latest news about Elsie. It's a word that's witty and wise.
Says the Borden bovine beauty.
Elmer threw me a bouquet when he said, my dear, you're the belle of the year.
So ring in the new year now.
Hooray for Elsie the Borden cow. If it's Borden, it's gotta be G, 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 O, O, D, good.
Many a boy and girl have found how to express what is in their hearts through tender lyrics of a love song. Here are two that have long held a world of meaning for those in love.
The way you wear your hat, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me, the way it is, the way you sing off key, the way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may again on the bumpy road to love. Still I'll always, always keep the memory of the way you hold your knife, the way we dance. The way you changed my life. No, no, they can't take that away from me. No, they can't take that away from me. I took one look at you. That's all I meant to do, and then my heart stood still. My feet could step and walk, my lips could move and talk, and then my heart stood still. No, not a single word was spoken, I could tell you. Me so well, you knew I never lived at all until the thrill of that moment when my heart stood still.
Well, everyone, next week our Borden show will be coming to you from New York, where we'll all say hello to our friends there, and we'll have another talented serviceman. Our guest will be Eddie Cantor. Until then, this is Jenny Sims saying thank you and good night, wherever you are. May your dreams pleasant dreams wherever you are. If only one little wish that I wish comes true.
Saturday afternoon over this same network, Borden's brings you another show for your entertainment, County Fair. Be sure to listen. This is Don Wilson reminding you that the Borden Company presents the Jenny Sims Show each week at this same time. And don't forget what old Father Time said to the little spirit of the new year.
Hitch up your pants, son, and get this straight. If it's Borden's, it's got to be good.
The Jenny Sims Show on Tuned to Yesterday from the 28th of December 1945 on CBS. Just 3 days earlier, on Christmas Day of 1945, listeners overseas via Armed Forces Radio heard Jenny Sims and Frank Sinatra teamed up along with the likes of Bob Hope, Bing Crosby, Judy Garland, and President Harry Truman in a special holiday broadcast that was actually put together months earlier in September of 1945. You are listening to an hour of variety on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levonier. Now time for the Al Jolson program with special guest comedian Robert Benchley, a CBS episode from the 12th of January, 1943.
And here's Al! You'll hear me calling you 'neath your window some sweet day. You'll hear me calling you, then you'll know I'm home to stay. When I hear your cheery answer, it will make my dreams come true. Because I know that you means I love you. I love the girl I left behind me. I know she waits for my return. Soon in her arms you're gonna find me. Oh, how I'll hold her. I wrote and told her, yes, me calling you. Meet your window some sweet day. Yes, me calling you. Then you'll know I'm home to stay. When I hear your cheery answer, it will make my dreams come true. Because I know that you means I love you. Thank you, folks. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, you're swell tonight. Well, sir, I certainly had a tough time getting here tonight. Right here, this broadcast. I didn't think I'd be here. You know, Fred, I put my car away, and honestly, in New York, you cannot get a taxicab for love nor money. It certainly took the gas rationing board to put the country back on its feet. Really, it did. You know something? Oh, no, it isn't that good. Well, anyway. Oh, this will kill you. Look, I couldn't even hire a horse. There's not a horse to be had. I tried 5 butcher shops. Honestly, I did.
Well, the government ban on pleasure driving sure has affected everybody, Al.
Everybody but the Russians. They're driving towards Rostov, and believe me, it's a pleasure. And you know something, Freddy? I heard, I don't know how true it is, I hope it is true, that the snow is so deep in Russia, Hitler has to jack up his generals to shoot him. Really, I think so.
Well, I understand you put your car in storage, Al. You know, the police are certainly enforcing that new ruling.
New ruling? You said it, Fred. Get this. A cop stopped a car on Fifth Avenue the other day and said to the man at the wheel, "Hey, haven't you heard about the ban on pleasure driving?" And the fellow said, "What pleasure driving? This is my mother-in-law alongside of me."
Well, say, Al, I suppose you had to fire your chauffeur.
No, I didn't fire my chauffeur. I still have my chauffeur. He's just got a little easier, that's all. You know what he does now? He carries me piggyback to the subway, puts a nickel in the slot, and it's through for the day. Through for the day.
Well, I guess everybody will have to give up the car soon.
Everybody except my Uncle Gremlin Jolson. He doesn't need much gas for his car.
Doesn't the rubber shortage bother him either?
Nah. Instead of tires, my uncle uses 4 manhole covers dipped in bubble gum.
Hello, Al.
Well, Carol Bruce, shut my mouth.
Say, Al, I heard you gave your car up.
Yes, and I was glad to do it. But there's little things I miss. Now, for instance, I won't be able to go to Lake Placid for the winter sports. And you know how crazy I am about skiing, Carol.
Oh, you mean sheeing, Al.
What?
You mean sheeing.
Sheeing? I like that, too. Well, anyway, I'll never forget the first time I went skiing. I'll never forget it. As I came down the ski slide and went gliding through the air, I felt like a goose on the loose. Really, I did. Then I landed... Lady, will you cut that out, please? That's the second week you've done that. Then I've got to go over it again. Well, sir, I felt like a goose on the loose. Then I landed head first in a snowbank, and I felt like a drip with a pip. That's the place to land. And now Carl Bruce will sing the big song of the day, Brazil.
Brazil, the Brazil that we knew, where I wandered with you, lives in my imagination. Where the songs are passionate, and a smile has flash in it, and a kiss has art in it, for you put your heart in it. And so I dream of old Brazil, where hearts were entertaining June. We stood beneath an amber moon. very soon we kissed and clung together. Then tomorrow was another day. The morning found me miles away, with still a million things to say.
Ladies and gentlemen, our guest is a man who's made laughter his business. He's done more to tickle the risibilities of a nation than any man I know. You've seen him in pictures, you've heard him on the radio, and you've read his books. Colgate is proud to present Bob Benchley. Well, Bob, now you're on your mettle. Everybody knows, everybody listening in knows that you're a humorist. Well, how about starting off with something funny? Go on, let's hear you pull a few nifties. Come on.
No, no, Al. With prices the way they are, you better lay your own eggs.
Monty Woolley without a beard. Well, anyway. Well, if you want to be funny, I know a joke about a chicken, but I won't pull it.
You see, that's what I mean, Al. You know, there's also a ceiling on corn.
In that case, look, I didn't mean to be funny. Let's drop the whole thing. Let's talk about your visit to New York, Bob. Tell me something, old boy. How are you enjoying it here?
Well, it's a little too cold for me, Al.
Yeah?
In fact, I woke up this morning drooling icicles.
Drooling icicles? Well, you see, you've been in California for a few years, and maybe your blood probably is a little thin.
Well, I'm glad of that. I hate fat blood.
Hate fat? Well, I don't mind that. But anyway, if you think it's cold, listen, you should have been here last week. It was so cold. The girls in the Star and Garter Review next door had to put on their red flannel beads. That's cold. And you know, get this, and you know that picture in my bedroom of Whistler's mother sitting in a rocker?
Yeah.
Well, last night she had her feet in a pan of hot water. Really, that's...
Well, Al, all I know is I almost froze over at the shipyards this morning.
Yeah?
I started to launch a ship, and something happened to my arm.
Well, what was it, Bob? Frostbite or something?
I don't know what it was, Al. I just couldn't get the bottle past my mouth. Boy, I wound up with a nasty headache. It's terrible.
From the champagne?
I don't know what it was, Al. I just couldn't. They ran out of champagne, so they had to launch the ship with me.
Oh, I get it. For a moment, I didn't see anybody.
Oh, I didn't think anybody. That was a break, wasn't it? Yeah.
Well, Bob, listen. I know you haven't been to New York for quite a while. I'd like to show you around. Tell me something. Where are you staying?
At the YWCA.
Maybe you better show me around. It might surprise you, though, Bob, to know this. I'm an air warden at the Martha Washington Hotel.
Really?
Yeah, and every day I go down and see my sirens.
Well, I've been seeing a little bit of New York myself.
Yeah?
I went to a little nightclub last night, and they had a balloon dancer there.
A balloon dancer? Did you have a good time?
Oh, swell. Till the manager took away my bean shooter.
Oh, you, I'm surprised at you, Bob, pulling a bean shooter on a balloon dancer. What would Miss Tuttlesnapper, your old school teacher, say?
Well, she was a balloon dancer.
Oh. Well, Bob, I couldn't take you to places like that. My uncle would object. You see, he's a member of the Uplift Society.
Uplift Society?
Yeah, he goes around tilting pinball machines. Now there's a subject. It might sound like I'm kidding, but there's a subject you could really do a short on. How to be a successful pinball tilter, or when the lights go on again all over the machine. You know that new thing. You know, Bob, I've seen every one of your shorts. I wouldn't miss them. How to sleep, how to dress, how to eat. What's the next one about?
How to get a pound of coffee.
Now you're talking, brother. How do you get a pound of coffee?
Well, I'm sorry, Al. I can't tell you. That's a civilian secret.
Well, when it comes to getting coffee,
when it comes to getting coffee, I work as hard as LaGuardia does.
What do you mean, Al?
Every day it's the same old grind. That's using
that's
the old bean.
That's
yeah,
good.
That's using...
Another one like that, and Sanborn will be chasing you.
What was that? Wait a minute.
That was another one like that, and Sanborn will be chasing you.
Chasing Sanborn.
Thanks, Sanborn. Chasing.
Oh, yeah.
Ew.
Okay, all right.
What do I have to do?
No, I... Hatch it in the head and well ahead. Okay, I'll stop. Tell me something, Bob. Are you making new shorts?
Yes, Al. We're working on one now called How to Get Rid of Crumbs After Eating Crackers in Bed.
Well, how do you get rid of them?
Oh, that's quite a problem, Al. No matter how much you brush them, you'll always find a crumb turning up in the strangest places. I don't
Hello,
know.
Hello, kids. Park your crackers. Parky?
Yeah.
I want you to meet a famous movie actor, a man who is known to the girls in Hollywood as a strong, silent type.
Yeah?
A sort of a Super Cooper.
Super Cooper, huh? To me, he looks more like a puny muni.
You don't understand, Parker. This is Robert Benchley.
Oh.
Humorist, author, actor, raconteur, a man about town, and a connoisseur of the arts.
Does he also do his own laundry? Say, you know, you're kept pretty busy, ain't you, Mr. Punchy?
Correction, Parker. My name is Benchley, not Punchy.
I see.
It's always been Benchley. Where'd you get Punchy?
I was dropped in my head when I was a baby. That's how I happened to go into show business.
Parker, you've been on the stage all these years?
Sure.
Did you really start out as an actor?
No, as a little boy.
What? naturally. Most of us do.
Not my little sister. You see, I began my career in a play which I wrote myself called Flotsam and Jetsam.
Flotsam and Jetsam?
Yeah.
Well, that's the stuff that lies around the beaches.
That was me for 8 years.
Parker, wait a minute. Lying around the beach is no good for you. That's how you put on all that weight.
No, it's don't be my fault when I'm fat, you know. Yeah. I used to have a sickness called 60 miles from Rochester.
Just a moment. A sickness called 60 miles from Rochester?
Yeah, Syracuse veins.
What you need, Parky, is exercise.
Really?
That's what I do. Look at me. I'm as fit as a fiddle.
Yes, and you could use a few new strings, too.
Parky, that's no way to talk to anybody who's trying to help you. You'd be a lot better off if you exercised.
I would?
Yeah, that's what I do, too. Now, every day I take long walks along the waterfront.
Is that good?
Is that
good? Good, it's perfect. Why, the waterfront is wonderful this time of year. What's more beautiful than the East River with snow or the Hudson River with ice?
Green River with ginger ale.
Well, we could use a little. I hope you don't mind Parky, Bob. You see, he doesn't really know what he's saying.
Who don't? I'm not as ignorant as I look, you know.
No?
For your information, last week I made $50 on information, please.
How?
Stole the cash register.
What?
Well, I think Parky's rather amusing, you know?
Yeah, in a gruesome way. Yeah.
You make an ideal companion.
Mm-hmm.
Parky, look, I'm taking a hunting trip next week.
Yeah?
How'd you like to come along and shoot a buck?
You're faded.
Wait a minute. We did that a month ago. Listen.
I was referring to wild game, Parky.
Yeah?
Now, for instance, in my trophy room at home, I have a mounted moose, stuffed eagle, and a mounted elk.
Did you ever bag a mason?
Well, don't be silly, Parky. You couldn't have a mounted mason in your trophy room.
Why not? My cook has got a mounted policeman in the kitchen.
don't mind this guy, Bob. He's nothing but a big D-O-P-E.
You're right, Al. He's also a J-E-R-K, huh?
Listen, Benchley, I may be a D-O-P-E and a J-E-R-K, but on this program, I'm not just a guest. I got a steady J-O-B.
Well, Bob, now tell me, what is your final opinion of Parky?
Well, I must invite him over to the house.
Yeah?
I want him to frighten my sister. She has hiccups.
What? Hey, Bob, by the way, I heard a lot about your new house. Can I come up to see it sometime?
Anytime you say, Al. But remember, when you reach my house, be sure to go through the iron gate, not the wooden one.
The iron gate?
Yeah, that's a little whim of mine. I don't know. You see, the iron gate is for friends, and the wooden gate is for strangers.
And what does your family use? What gate?
Colgate, naturally.
This is the play.
That's where it came.
Thanks very much for the plug, Bob Benchley. You know, friend, seriously, no matter how attractive a person may look,
They're not attractive to be with unless their breath is sweet. Isn't that right? That's why it's important for all of us to know that in 7 cases out of 10, Colgate tooth powder stops oral unpleasing breath instantly. And that's a scientific fact, friends. Scientific proof that you can make sure of having a breath that's sweet simply by brushing your teeth the easy Colgate tooth powder way. That's all there is to it. Just brush your teeth night and morning and before every date and feel how Colgate tooth powder bursts into a lively, active, penetrating foam. Feel it swirl busily into those hard-to-get-at places, leaving your whole mouth feeling refreshed and cool and clean. Yes, and notice, too, how the soft, safe polishing material in Colgate tooth powder reveals all the natural, attractive sparkle of your teeth. And one more thing, friends. These, you know, of course, are war times. So if your dealer happens to be temporarily out of Colgate tooth powder, just remember that the Colgate people are working night and day to keep him supplied, and his order will be filled just as soon as possible.
Use tooth powder every day. Brush your teeth the Colgate way.
This is Bob Benchley again, ladies and gentlemen. In my time, I've seen quite a few pictures. Most of them I've forgotten, but there's one that I'll always remember. That was the picture in which Al Jolson sang a song that will always live in the hearts of young and old alike. And when Mr. Jolson asked me to appear on this program tonight, I made him promise me that he'd sing that song. I'm sure you've all guessed the title by now, Sonny Boy.
Thank you, Bob, for that swell introduction about that little song, and I hope when you're leaving tomorrow for California to make that picture with Fred Astaire, I hope and trust it'll be a big hit.
Climb up on my knee, sonny boy. Though you're only 3, sonny boy, you've no way of knowing, there's no way of showing what you mean to me, sonny boy. When there are gray skies, I don't mind the gray sky. You make them blue, sunny boy. Friends may forsake me, let them all forsake me. I still have you, sunny boy. You're sent from a heaven, and I know your worth. You've made a heaven for me right here on earth. When I'm old and gray, dear, promise you won't stray, dear, for I love you so, sonny boy.
When there are gray skies, I don't mind. I don't mind gray skies. You make them blue, sonny boy. Friends may forsake me. Let them all forsake me. I still have you, sonny boy. You're sent from heaven, and I know your worth. You've made a heaven for me here on earth.
angel. They grew lonely. Took you because they were lonely. I'm a lonely fool, honey, boy.
Thank you. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Next week, folks, in addition to our regular cast, we bring you one of America's unsung heroes, a boy who just returned from Guadalcanal, Private First Class Dana Babcock, a parachutist in the United States Marine Corps. Private Babcock was in the first boat to storm the beach at Gavutu in the Solomons. And next Tuesday, we bring you Private Babcock and 20 of his Marine buddies. I hope you'll all be listening next Tuesday. Now, good night to you all, and thank you.
Don't forget, friends, that today, next week, with Al Jolson as guest, Private Dana Babcock, and our regular cast, presented by Colgate Tooth Powder, the tooth powder that cleans your breath as it cleans your teeth. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
The Al Jolson Program, on Tuned to Yesterday, a CBS episode from January 12th, 1943. And that wraps up this hour of variety on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great shows from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark LeVonier. Thanks for tuning in.